In Numbers chapter 13 and 14, we find a story of Moses sending 12 spies into the land the land of Canaan, the promised land. And these spies are sent out to scout out the land, investigate the land, and then return with a report to Moses. They go out and they find that the land is just as the Lord had promised, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of great produce. But it is inhabited by some giants, by walled cities, and 10 of the spies come and return and give a bad report to Moses, a report that says, we can't take the land. But 2 spies, Joshua and Caleb, they give a good report. And they tell Moses and the people, we can do this. The Lord has brought us here. Look at everything the Lord has done for us. We can certainly take the land. Well, the people are discouraged by the report of the 10 spies, and they decide to agree with them rather than agree with Caleb and Joshua. And as a result of that choice, all of those people died in the wilderness and were not permitted to cross over into the promised land. Only Joshua and Caleb were permitted to do so. And so the nation of Israel tarried in the wilderness for 40 years until that generation had passed away. And then their children were permitted to pass in, cross over the Jordan, and enter the promised land. That choice of who they believed made all the difference in where they spent their life. In every conflict, there's a choice. And it may not always be as consequential as that choice that the Israelites made in believing the 10 spies over the other 2. But our choices do have consequences. The choices we make in response to conflict are like seeds that we plant. Those choices will bear fruit in that conflict. When I respond with a harsh word, I'm planting a seed. When I pursue my desired outcome at your expense, I'm planting a seed. I'm making a choice. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7 says, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows." Our choices are important. And when we make choices in the midst of conflict, they are oftentimes magnified. So the choice that exists in every conflict that you face is which fire is going to motivate your choice and your response to the conflict. What's happening in the wildfire or what's happening at the peace fire? That choice, those choices, will determine the path you'll take through that conflict. At the peace fire, the Lord desires that we make faith-based choices in reliance on His Word that are motivated, choices motivated by His love in us, and that are motivated and led by the power of the Holy Spirit. In Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 through 7, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil." The focus at the peace fire is on Jesus Christ and our relationship with Him. It's by focusing on Jesus Christ when we receive that love, that peace, that mercy, that grace, that fire of transformation that empowers us to make faith choices. We've received love so that we can respond in love. We've received grace, we can respond in grace. If I'm looking at the wildfire, my choices are going to be based on something different. They're going to be based on what I think, on what I feel, and what I see. And when I make my choices based on that, I may still take those choices before the Lord and ask Him to bless my choices. And He might bless my choices. I might get what I want. But I've missed out on building my relationship with Him in that conflict. I've missed out on being used of Him in that situation to glorify His name because I've pursued my own way. We're going to talk more about that dynamic in a future lecture. But for now, remember this distinction. When we choose to be motivated by what's happening in the wildfire, we'll be governed by our desires, our senses, what we want. When we base our choices in response to the conflict by what's happening at the peace fire, when we have sought the Lord Jesus Christ, our choices will be faith-based choices. Faith in His Word. Faith in His promises. Trusting Him. And asking Him to lead us in how to respond to that situation. And as we talk more about His purpose and His power and His presence, those choices will become clearer to us. And sometimes almost a second thought. There's power at the peace fire. A power that brings peace, a power that brings healing, a power that brings restoration of relationship and reconciliation of relationship. And at the wildfire, when our choices are based there, when we stay focused on the wildfire, we find turmoil, we find pressure, we find that pursuit of a desired outcome, whatever it may be, of getting our way, and we see relationships strained. And so I encourage you, again, put your habits before the Lord. Ask Him to show you, Lord, how am I using my choices? I pray the Lord will reveal to you the choices you make in response to conflict. Think about the last conflict you've had, or maybe the one you're in. Where are you getting the motivation to make your choices? From the wildfire? From analyzing the situation, trying to figure it out, accomplish and achieve your desired outcome? Or are you humbling yourself at the peace fire and asking the Lord to fill you with His Holy Spirit and use you and accomplish His good pleasure through you? Our scripture theme for this course is Isaiah 26, verses 3 through 4. You keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. I pray that you would know that the Lord's perfect peace is available to you and that He is worthy of your trust in the midst of conflict and that He is that rock. He is that power available to every believer and every follower of Jesus Christ and every person that you serve, every person that you minister to, every person that you relate to on a daily basis. That you are His ambassador wherever you go. And in peace-smart relationships, you can have peace in every one of those relationships, even when there is conflict. And we're going to talk more about that as we advance through the course. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you next time.